is God loves me. Huh? What do you do with a person like that? Who's made the decision, God loves me? Every one of us need to make that decision now. Not in the days to come. You make that decision now. God loves me. In the good, in the bad, in the anything, God loves me. I have decided that God loves me. Whether he likes it or not, he loves me. But you know he's already loved you. Praise the God. You just settle it. Settle it. And because you know he loves you, you don't allow your heart to be troubled. And you don't give room to fear. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. Revelation 3 and 10. He says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also, watch this now, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. We shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. What did the Lord just say? The Lord just said, you know what? You, I'll take you out of that. And some of us, he's just going, come up, come on, let's go. I'm not going to let you go through that. You've gone through enough. Come on, let's go. Now, this here is the harvest of the persecution that came at the church, because there will be the great tribulation. Shall tribulation? Shall peril? Oh, shall persecution? Oh, those are the small ones. Those are the ones that come at us. So after you've finished sowing that seed, you're going to get a harvest. Now, this is the harvest. You are going to want to die, and you cannot die. Jump off from the Empire, Empire State Building. Jump off. Hit the tower. You will still not die. Your bones will be broken, but you will not die. You will look for death, and death will not come. You know why? I got the power. I got the keys of life and death. And I say, hello. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. God is altogether good. He created everything. But if God wants to be evil, he will be more evil than the devil. I know you don't like that. Everybody that doesn't line up, hell is not it. The lake of fire. He throws everything into the lake of fire. I will not be part of that agenda. And you shall not be. But you don't want to mess with God, as good as God is. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I'm patient, and you kept that, and you've been patient. Now, since you've been patient, let me tell you what, after the patience is over, trouble. Yet I'm talking about the full gospel now. This is the full gospel. It is nice But there's a bang bang on the other side of it. You understand a bang bang? In any language, based on the context, you understand it. That's trouble. But trouble I shall not be part of. Why? The word of God tells me in Psalm 91. Psalm 91. It says in the word of God, he that what? Dwelleth. And this is the tabernacle factor. He that dwelleth in the secret place, tabernacles in that secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow, the shade, the covering of the Almighty. How do you do that? You will say, I will say, we will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see what? The reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked. The reward of those that are busy twisting the truth of God to make it a livable lie. You're going to see it with your eyes. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You made him the place of your tabernacle. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. What dwelling? It's not talking about just your house. It's talking about the tabernacle, the place of the covering. That's where you are dwelling. That's where you are abiding. He says, listen, in that state, I'm going to give angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I'm going to give angels a charge. Take care of him. Take care of her. Take care of that family. When you make him your habitation and his promise that the evil that's coming shall not come nigh thee, but with your eyes you're going to see it. The day will come when the enemy will be sent to your home, whether it's the cops or the soldiers or whoever, and they will not see your address. They will not see your house. But you will be seeing them. But they cannot see you. Because God put a cloak of invisibility. Is somebody listening? What do you think Jesus did when they took him to the edge of the cliff and tried to shove him over to kill him? When he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me." He just turned around and walked away. And I'm sure there were people there still pushing and falling. Falling into their own mess. But look, Jesus is one full step. He's in Capernaum. I'm not talking gibberish. I'm talking about the realities of God. What do you think happened when Peter walks out from prison and there's four quaternions of soldiers and he just walks out with the angel of the Lord? Huh? And he still thinks that he's dreaming. This is how wild God is when he gives an angel charge over you. An angel is escorting you. Wow. And nobody sees you. These things are possible? Absolutely. If God decides that's what he wants to do with you, absolutely. Nero was busy killing Christians in the arenas. The more he was killing, the more people were getting saved in the bleachers. Because they saw these people going to their death and they were singing. They were worshiping. They were not afraid. The more people were getting saved. The revival is going to be amongst those that we think we're not going to make it. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said it. He says, "These prostitutes, you see them, these prostitutes, they're going to get into the kingdom because before some of you here. But I'm not going to be left behind." Amen? I have to be part of the company of God's people. Praise the Lord. It says, "These angels, they're going to bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." They're going to take good care of you so you don't get hurt. "Thou shalt tread upon the lion." Which lion? The one that's pretending to be, the one that is moving around like so you're going to put him underfoot, and the adder, that's a snake, isn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. So the snake and the pretender under your foot. Hallelujah. "The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet." Because, why? Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. That's what we talked about yesterday, about this love of God. And that the greatest challenge for the believer is whether they're going to continue in love. It doesn't matter who is doing what to you. Just stay in love. That doesn't mean that you condone bad stuff. It just means that you continue to do what you should do when you are in love and not hate. Praise God. He says, because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had what? He had what? He had what? Known my name. You've heard me say it before. You must go past believing to knowing. Huh? You must. We must go past just believing to knowing. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer lives. Do you? If you don't, then grow in that. Grow in that. Because eternity is what we're talking about. I wish I can come here and tell you, once saved, always saved. I would love to say that. But the word of God is consistent. The word is being spoken to believers over and over and over and over again. This is the way to live life. This is how you should carry yourself. His love is everlasting. But the problem is not God's love winning. God's love will never win. God's love does not flutter. God's love is constant. The problem is when you are living the practice of sin and do not know the love of God for real, while God loves you, you will not be able to connect. You will not be able to connect. He'll be there and you cannot connect. Because your own conscience, your own heart gets hardened. God says, I'll give you a heart of flesh. Heart of flesh is soft. A hardened heart does not pump blood. It's dead. Problem is never going to be God. It's me not being able to connect. It is the people that know their God that do exploits. Every other person is a joker. You're just joking. All around, there are people that are in church that don't have a heart for God. It is just something that they do. They might go to church once in a blue moon. They might go at Easter. And they might go at Christmas or Christmas Eve. And if you say, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm sure. You push them a little bit, and F-bombs start flying all over the place. You have to duck. No capacity to possess their possession, their members. How has that life changed? The change is brought about by our connection with God. In Ezekiel 36 and 27, it says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Who does these commandments? Those that love me will keep my commandments. Why? Because his spirit is within them. The tabernacling with God. This celebration of 7 days is not by accident. God wants me to change. God wants you to change. God wants us to be connected supernaturally. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let me finish reading of the Psalm 91. And then I'll give you the announcement. Verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Rise with me. Says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Did you know that the Feast of Tabernacle is about God showing us his salvation? Say with me, Father, be exalted in my life. I need you now than I've ever needed you. I want you to have full reign in my life. Grant me the grace to live a life that glorifies you. Fill me with your spirit. Your Holy Spirit, to the overflow, out of my belly, let rivers of living water flow, because you have given to me your spirit and your life, your word and your integrity, your righteousness and holiness. Father, help me to be totally true to you, to myself, and to my world. Help me live as you lived all of my days. I receive the grace, the ability, the patience to abide under the shadow, your shadow. I am covered by your wings. Thank you, Lord. I am protected. I am sheltered. Thank you, Lord, that you are helping me to overcome every agenda of the enemy. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. and making me every whit whole. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for raising me up by your Spirit and establishing my steps. Lord, surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your presence forever without fear, because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of your love, your power, and a sound mature, disciplined mind. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask Mama to come. Speak the blessing of the Lord. And then we are going to release our special offering tonight. And please be reminded that next Sunday is Thanksgiving. There will be a service in the morning, but none in the evening. There's no evening service this Sunday coming. Amen? We're going to spend our time together as families. Hallelujah. But in the morning, come. Come and be engaged in the love of God. Amen? Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know that song called He Lives? Christ Jesus lives today.
He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me. And long life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You does love, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Father, we thank you that you are a good God.
Yes, you are.
You've given us your word, your name. We thank you for the message tonight. Thank you, God, that you're drawing your people back to yourself and letting every shadow fall apart, that we're going for you, Lord. We thank you for every living soul that has heard your word tonight. We have a new hunger.
Amen.
A hunger to be rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus. Mm-hmm. In the love of God.
Hallelujah.
That they will seek you for themselves. Mm. To look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Let our trust and our hope not be in the world, but in you, O Lord. Not on the daily things that faces us in a chaotic world, but we look at the God who is a God of peace.
Yes.
In your realm, there is peace.
Hallelujah.
In your realm, there is victory.
Hallelujah.
In your realm, there is joy.
Hallelujah.
So let us turn our affection back to you, O Lord.
Mm.
Lord, somebody say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me to focus.
Help me to focus.
Help me to focus.
Help me to focus.
On you.
On you.
Turn my eyes back to you.
Turn my eyes back to
Turn my affection back to you.
Turn my affection.
Turn my attention back to you.
Turn my attention back to you.
Deliver me from distractions.
Deliver me from distractions.
Deliver me from myself.
Deliver me from myself.
And from others.
And from others.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Give me a new hunger.
Give me a new hunger.
For you.
For you.
Give me a new thirst.
Give me a new thirst.
For you.
For you.
Your word says, we should hunger and thirst for your righteousness.
Mm.
Lord, give me a new hunger and thirst for your righteousness.
Father, give me a new hunger and thirst for your righteousness.
For your holiness.
For your holiness.
For your ways.
For your ways.
For your higher thoughts.
For your higher thoughts.
For higher dimensions.
In God.
In God.
In God.
In God.
In God.
Give me a hunger.
Give me a hunger.
To love your word.
Love your word.
To love your word.
To love your word.
To love your ways.
To love your ways.
And to walk in it.
And to walk in it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For refreshing.
For refreshing.
Reviving.
Reviving.
Renewing.
Renewing.
My life.
My life.
And my joy.
And my
joy. Joy of my salvation.
Joy of my salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Light your fire again.
Light your fire.
Let
again.
Your fire burn bright.
Let your fire burn bright.
That Jesus,
Jesus.
Occupies my heart.
Jesus.
Fully. Father, Son, Holy Ghost,
Father, Son, Holy
occupy
Ghost.
Me fully.
Occupy me fully.
Yes, the word of God said that Christ will dwell in us, that the fullness of God will dwell in us.
Mm.
May you dwell in us.
May you dwell in
when
us.
The fullness is there, there's no room for others.
Mm.
So let your fullness be in us.
Let your fullness
and we'll walk in agape love.
Walk in, agape
in the
love.
Name of Jesus.
In the 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 name of Jesus.
Part of the word we read tonight say, because we know his name.
Mm.
You know, we used to sing a song. You know, there are many songs we used to sing that have left the church. I think they need to come back. They're usually like one-liners, but they are scripture songs. One of them says, I know his name. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is Marvelous.
Mm.
I know his name. If we don't sing it tonight, let's say, I know. Can you say, I know his name?
I know his name.
His name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful.
His name is Marvelous.
His name is Marvelous.
His name is Counselor.
His name is Counselor.
You can fill in any blank of the good things God is.
Thank you, Lord.
He is wonderful. We give God praise. Serving God is not hard, it's pleasurable. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
With the joy of my salvation.
With the joy of my salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For being with us.
Being with us.
And carrying us through. None of us will be left behind.
None of us will be left behind.
We'll be in your program.
We'll be in your
not
program.
Other, not the worldly program, but yours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to make it because we've been made more than conqueror. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And all this great... Those of you that are on YouTube and Facebook and Reddit and whatever else, we're thankful that you took time to participate with us tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name. We'd like you to know that the celebration of the seventh day is going to be held on the 11th day. I don't have time to talk about that this evening, but we are going to have another special service on the 11th. That is going to be the finale of this feast. We've gone through six, and the seventh one is going to be held on the 11th. Joseph is the 11th son. He's the son of promise. He's the son that brought God's people into a place of protection. God wants to do something in all of our lives on that 11th. It seems like it's a hiatus, but just like it is a stretch from the time Jesus died to the time he's going to return, that seventh-day experience on the 11th is going to be a new beginning for every one of us. Amen? That 11th day is going to be like the celebration of the seventh day and the eighth day. The eighth day is a day of new beginnings, so is the 11th day. It's a new start. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning, no evening service, and then on the 11th. God bless you, and have a great night. Amen. And, offering. Yes, yes, yes. I keep on forgetting. It's offering time. Amen. Honor God with your giving. Praise the Lord. While you're doing so, we want to thank God for Minister Dean and Colette.
Hi, Minister Dean.
Bless you, bless you. Shalom.
And greetings to our little people that are getting so big. So
yes.
Praise the Lord. You're Amen. Sleeping, yes. You're one Amen. Hour ahead of us.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at Helen. Shalom.
Bless Praise you. The Lord.
Yeah,
be healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Wow.
And Sister Grace.
Yes, Sister Grace.